the introduction of the birth control pill really enabled women to have control over their reproduction and enabled them to make choices about their life, whether they wanted to choose to put off having a family, to pursue education and career. It really was the first time that women had that option.
It seems, though, that the way that the Republican Party is speaking today, that the country is kind of moving backwards, maybe 50 or 60 years in terms of women's rights. Is that how you see it? Is that how you would characterize the debate?
Well, I do see that, you know, women's rights certainly can be under assault at any given time, as can any human or civil rights in this country. But, you know, as women are making progress both in the workplace and, you know, just in their personal lives and having more choice and ownership of themselves, inevitably it shifts the status quo. It makes people uncomfortable with change. You know, unfortunately, this year, I think, is the first year since 1979 where women have not risen in terms of their percentage of representation in Congress. You know, things like that in terms of losing ground or kind of stopping progress are definitely, you know, not something that we want to continue to see.
And what about religious women that are involved in the political sphere or in the public space? Do they pose a threat, say, to the continued achievements and advancement of women towards equality in our country?
You know, I think that women should have the choice and the freedom and be empowered to practice whatever religion that they feel is supporting their spiritual growth of themselves and their families.
Even if it directly comes in conflict with women's rights?
You know, I think that women have to decide for themselves. Certain women definitely take a point of view that, you know, birth control and other things like that are not empowering for women and that they are threatening to the core of the family. You know, that is certainly within their right to have that perspective and to stand up and speak for that as loudly as they want to.
But you don't agree with that.
I personally disagree with that. And I think that, you know, from my point of view, it's important for women to continue to have choice and that is, you know, religious freedom to choose what to do with your body, with your family, with your profession, all of that should be up to the individual.
And Jenny, what would you say today is the biggest opposition or the biggest roadblock for women's rights?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest concerns for women's rights today is kind of happening right under our nose is really kind of a continued media portrayal of women that is very disempowering. Seven Women's Network has been a partner of the film Misrepresentation over the last year. And that documentary has done a lot to illuminate what's continued to be a really big problem, which is popular culture and their portrayal of powerful women at all, but even the most powerful women in the country as potentially, you know, as ditzy, as catfighting, and in ways that are focused on their appearance and their physical attributes as opposed to really the content of their message and their character.